What's been a routine vote in the past to approve county bonding has turned into a stalemate that could jeopardize a long-planned upgrade of emergency radio communications. Dane County Executive Joe Parisi called attention to the issue outside the Middleton Fire Department on a windy day.
10 individuals are standing in the way of 10 years worth of work.
One of those 10 voting against the borrowing package was Supervisor Bill Clausius. He says the 9/11 communications project is critical, but other spending could possibly be trimmed.
Seeing ways to save some money, perhaps delay some projects until a time when the county is in a better financial condition. I think the taxpayers expect us to do this.
The borrowing would also go for road improvements, sheriff department vehicles, and land conservation. Supervisor Dennis O'Loughlin is considered a fiscal conservative, but he's siding with the majority, saying, spend the money.
You know, we can all vote against certain issues or we can vote for certain issues, but when it comes to the core issues of our county, it's critical that we as 37 members come together and solve our problems.
Federal requirements give Dane County until 2013 to have the emergency communication system in place. Executive Parisi says money to pay for it has to be approved now, otherwise he'll cancel the contract and taxpayers could be on the hook for penalty fees. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.